Title: Navigating Shockwave Medical. Applicant admitted prior art, standing, and obviousness. Content: This Federal Circuit opinion analyzes various key issues in patent litigation, including the role of applicant admitted prior art, AAPA, standing, and obviousness. Background: Shockwave Medical Incorporated, Shockwave, owns U.S. patent number 8,956,371, the 371 patent. This patent is directed to the treatment of atherosclerosis through intravascular lithotripsy, IVL. The patent describes a shockwave balloon catheter system used in angioplasty procedures to break up calcified plaque and blood vessels with mechanical shockwaves, rather than solely relying on balloon inflation pressure. The claimed device combines a standard over-the-wire balloon catheter with electrodes and a pulse generator. When activated, the electrodes inside the fluid-filled balloon generate electrical arcs, producing shockwaves that travel through the fluid and the balloon to fracture hardened plaque with minimal vessel wall trauma. In December 2018, Cardiovascular Systems Incorporated, CSI, filed an inter-parties review petition challenging all 17 claims of the 371 patent as obvious over various prior art references, including European Patent Application Publication No. EP0571306A1, Levy, which describes using laser-generated pulses to disintegrate plaque and blood vessels, and the AAPAS description of conventional over-the-wire balloon catheters. CSIS proffered prior art combinations involved Levy as modified by the AAPA in combination with other prior art references. In July 2020, the Patent Trial and Appeal Board issued a final written decision finding claims 1 inch 4 and 6-17 unpatentable as obvious, but held that CSI had not proven claim 5 was unpatentable. The board initially treated the AAPA as prior art consisting of patents or printed publications under 35 U.S.C. 311(b). However, following subsequent guidance from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office stating that AAPA is not prior art consisting of patents or printed publications under 311(b), the board reheard the matter on rehearing. The board relied on the AAPA only as evidence of background knowledge, but still reaffirmed its previous findings that claims 1, 4, and 6-17 were unpatentable as obvious, while upholding claim 5. Shockwave appealed the board's decision as to claims 1, 4, and 6-17, and CSI cross-appealed as to claim 5. The issues involved in Shockwave's appeal relate to AAPA, claim construction, and the board's factual findings. The issues involved in CSI's cross-appeal relate to standing and obviousness. Issues: did CSI in its petition and the board in its final written decision improperly rely on AAPA as a basis for the obviousness grounds, in violation of 35 U.S.C. 311(b)? Did the board err in rejecting Shockwave's proposed construction of angioplasty balloon and instead adopting CSI's broader construction of the term? Were the board's factual findings regarding the disclosures of the Levy reference, the motivation to combine, and the weight of Shockwave's secondary considerations evidence supported by substantial evidence? Does CSI have Article 3 standing to pursue its cross-appeal in the Federal Circuit? If CSI has standing, did the board err by failing to properly consider the combined teachings of the prior art in finding Claim 5 not unpatentable as obvious? Holdings: the board and CSI did not improperly rely on AAPA as a basis for the obviousness grounds in violation of 35 U.S.C. 311(b). AAPA was used only as evidence of background knowledge. The board did not err in rejecting Shockwave's proposed construction and properly adopted CSI's broader construction of angioplasty balloon. The board's factual findings regarding the Levy reference, the motivation to combine, and secondary considerations were supported by substantial evidence. CSI has Article 3 standing to pursue its cross-appeal in the Federal Circuit. The board erred by failing to properly consider the combined teachings of the prior art in finding Claim 5 not unpatentable as obvious. Reasoning: AAPA. The Federal Circuit reasoned that while IPR petitions must be based on patents or printed publications under 35 U.S.C. 311(b), AAPA can still be used as evidence of general knowledge in the field. The Federal Circuit observed that CSI used AAPA only to demonstrate that over-the-wire balloon catheters were well known, a fact acknowledged by the challenged patent itself, and merely to supply claim limb.